Right now, I'm standing somewhere where I've never been before. I'm on the roof of Co-op Radio Station, home of Shades of Green Radio Show, which you all know and love. And I'm up here today because Co-op is getting solar panels on their roof, and I'm here to check it out.
And how many panels do you have to, are going to be on this, do you know?
That's going to be 24 panels. Four rows of six.
And how long does that take? You guys have been out for a while already, right?
Well, we use the power of the people to move all of our equipment up here.
That's Alicia Cloud, one of the many wonderful people who spent their Saturday helping to install solar panels on the roof of Co-op Radio Station. And that power of the people comment, that's her nice way of saying that all 24 of those panels were lifted, hoisted, and carried onto the roof by her and her fellow volunteers. That's right, volunteers installed all of the panels on Co-op's roof, which is really saying something because on that particular Saturday, it was over 100 degrees outside, and they were on a roof that was so hot that at one point I made the mistake of kneeling down on it and I nearly burnt my kneecap straight off. Okay, slight exaggeration, but you get the idea. It was stinking hot up there. I told you they were all wonderful people. The heat meant a lot of water bottles and suntan lotion. And for someone like me who has never actually seen solar panels being installed before, the process was a lot different than I thought it would be. Sure, there was the stomp of work boots and the hum of the drill, but there was also a lot of conversation and thinking out loud.
Now we need to keep splitting this in the middle.
It wasn't some robotic process with everyone lined up in a row just hammering away. It took a lot of thought. As Michael Kuhn, founder and CEO of Imagine Solar and one of the wonderful volunteers at Co-op on that Saturday, explained to me later, there are
a lot of, you know, bits and pieces, particularly with the mounting system, which is what we're doing right now, is trying to put together what is sort of like an erector set kind of thing.
An erector set, that's the phrase I was looking for. Michael explained it perfectly. So while everyone else was up on the roof erector setting, I snuck back downstairs to the air-conditioned Co-op studios to ask Co-op, why solar?
So as a cooperative, it's important to Co-op Radio that we find projects that help our community. And we view this solar installation as something that helps reduce our carbon footprint. Hopefully it helps show the way to other small businesses that this is something that they can do to reduce their impact on the environment. And it's also consistent with the city's overall goals of increasing the amount of renewables that are used and increasing the distributed generation capacity.
That's Andrew Dickens. He coordinates all of the technical volunteers over at Co-op Radio. And as he said, this project is designed to really help the community. First, by reducing Co-op's own carbon footprint. The 24 solar panels on Co-op's roof will make up a 6-kilowatt solar system. That's about enough electricity to power a medium-sized home here in Austin. But since Co-op is a radio station with lots of electrical gadgets, it uses more electricity than the average home. So its new solar system will only power about 50 to 60% of its total electricity needs. But don't get me wrong, that's no small potatoes. It's still enough to save Co-op an estimated $1,500 to $2,000 a year. And that's just the starting point. If John Hoffner has his way, this solar system will only be part of Co-op's renewable energy profile.
And my ultimate goal, and Kim, who was our station manager's goal, is to be carbon free.
For all you Shades of Green fans out there, yes, that is John Hoffner, host and producer of Austin's favorite Green Talk radio show. He's also a longtime solar guy who has worked in the industry for years and seen solar progress from nothing more than a science experiment to the booming energy business that it is today. And that's largely because of price.
But in the last few years, the price has come down so incredibly that if you have a good roof and you have consumption of electricity in Austin, you're almost crazy not to do it. I'll put it that way, because of the economics.
Because of the economics. That's where we are right now. It's the economics that makes solar so desirable, not just the environmental benefit. Let's break it down. Number one, the actual price of home solar systems has plummeted in recent years. According to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, that price has dropped 70% since 1998. And two, now pair that price drop with the many rebates and incentives that are available to homeowners who want to buy a solar system for their roof. Austin Energy gives you a $1,000 rebate for each kilowatt installed at your house. Plus, the utility gives you monthly bill credits for the electricity that your system produces. That's called the value of solar credit. Right now, Austin Energy credits homeowners 11.3 cents per kilowatt hour of energy they produce, which in turn lowers your electricity bill. And third,
you get a 30% tax credit right now on your actual income tax. That's actually money back. Like if you pay $10,000 for a system, you get to, on your taxes, you save
$3,000. So if you owe any money in taxes, you can apply this federal solar tax credit and deduct a third of the cost of your solar system from the bill. This credit won't be around for much longer, though. It's set to expire at the end of 2016.
So by the time you add all that in and the low price of solar power now, it's a very cost-effective option.
If you're a homeowner or a business.
Or a business.
Now, for businesses, the array of incentives and rebates are a little different, but they still amount to big savings. That's part of what Co-op is trying to show here. Although they were able to get their system donated, they're trying to set an example for other businesses, letting them know that it is feasible to get a solar system of their very own. In Co-op's situation, they're located in this little office park off Airport Boulevard, which means that they share their roof with several other tenants. And they don't even own the building or the office space that they rent out. But by hashing out a deal with the building owner, they were still able to make it work. So the message here is, no more excuses. It can be done. Co-op is especially trying to take this message to fellow radio stations.
And what I'm hoping to be able to do is give a challenge out there to other radio stations. There's at least one other in Dripping Springs that has solar, but to reduce their carbon footprint so that the airwaves can be carbon-free.
Nice.
Carbon-free airwaves. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? And a very special thanks goes out to the many solar companies who lent their time and expertise to this project, including SolarWorld, Imagine Solar, CED Distributors, Native, and Freedom Solar. For the Austin Eco Network and Shades of Green Radio, this is Amy Stansberry.
Driving down the road again, searching for a sign to let me know I'm not cut off from what I left behind. This unfamiliar path is winding and disappears ahead. Alone, afraid, I'm 2 feet small. My feet have turned to light.